The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Before we get going here, you know, I just want to discuss something that is very important to our lives with having low energy, staying active as reality television stars on the hills, on MTV, and big time podcasters. It's Care Of, which is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packets right to your door. Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you need. 90% of people fall short of FDA's recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. Get back on track by taking Care Of's online quiz and get the vitamins your body needs. And right now, Spidey listeners can get 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins when you visit takecareof.com and enter Spidey. Your vitamins get delivered right to your door in personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs, perfect for a busy, on-the-go lifestyle. This is very important for us reality TV stars. Oh, yes, because we don't have time to go to the pharmacy and buy 20 different bottles and separate them all and put them in bags. No, no. So you need just what we need. Care Of puts honesty first, providing all the research that supports each of their recommendations backed by a scientific advisory board. A portion of every sale goes toward the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. And boy, let me tell you, Heidi did not miss her prenatal vitamins, so those are very important for mothers. I know this. As somebody who's on his phone all day long, I love to track the progress with Care Of app and earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins. Who doesn't want to get freaking rewards for taking vitamins? I know I love it. Your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time. Vegan and vegetarian supplement options are available to match your dietary needs. Remember, for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter Spidey. OMG. We made it to episode 40.
I didn't know if that would happen or not. Congratulations to us.
Yes. You. I thought we'd get to episode four.
It was definitely challenging and continues to be with the baby. So very big progress for everybody involved. Thanks, Podcast One and Steve, for dealing with us for 40 episodes, bringing in Gunner. I mean, it seems like yesterday that we just had our first episode in there and had little Gunner and his Soli wrap and rocking him in there. Gosh, I thought that was hard. That's way easier than it is now with a crawling baby who won't sit still for 5 minutes. But yes, thank you, listeners, mostly to listening to 40 episodes of Spencer and I talking and all of our guests. And actually, it's been really fun, too. We've had some of our favorite days with that, and we got to meet the Jersey Shore cast, which was so fun, and we had MJ on from Shaws of Sunset, and we've had Jason Waller on, we've had Caitlin Bristow, I mean, we've had some really good guests.
Kristen Cavallari.
Kristen Cavallari was our first
guest. We tried to get Jay Cutler, he said no to any interviews.
So, it's definitely been quite the ride. So thanks, guys. 40 freaking episodes.
Guys, girls, gender fluid, gender undefined, transgender, however you.
People, aliens.
Yeah. Anything whatever. Breathing, they can listen to a podcast. But yeah.
Hummingbirds.
Yeah, especially hummingbirds.
So we are podcasting from home today. We had a podcast that we taped for the show on Friday, but we have to hold that episode for the hills that we are on. That I can confirm we are freaking on MTV
for at least an episode.
Yeah, at least three episodes, probably a few episodes.
I think we're slowly getting edited out of here.
Yeah, I know it's hard. So, anyways, we taped one of our co-stars, which would be a great interview down the road, but they're going to hold that episode until it airs with MTV because I think they want to keep everything a secret. But you can use your imagination and figure out who the guest would be, somebody we may not have really interacted much with before.
This is what I can say. I thought the most interesting part of the podcast is it ended up this person had a huge problem with Perez Hilton, who is one of our BFFs. And when we heard that, I was like, oh, wow. So I called Perez and I was like, can you do an apology video for this person? And he said, of course, absolutely. And he sent us an apology video right after. And we sent it to this cast member and we didn't even get a response back, which I
still haven't.
I'm not really sure I feel about that.
Me either. I still haven't been responded to. Hey, did you get the video?
You were probably blocked by now.
Probably so. Yeah.
I'll be surprised if this cast member makes it through the whole season. Reality TV is an experience. I used to think that I loved it, but I'm starting to think that I enjoy filming myself more.
It's hard with reality TV, or just maybe this, because I feel like there's a lot of past history that is trying to be incorporated, and then there's what's going on with people, and it's hard to capture like everyone's individual lives, it seems like, while incorporating everyone together. I feel like that's been the hardest struggle.
I am just so thankful I'm not a reality television producer. I used to think that would be my dream job. And now I actually feel like these people are cursed. It's like, it looks like an actual nightmare. So if you're thinking, oh, I'd love to work in reality TV, I'll maybe rethink that.
Stick to film, people. Yeah. Stick to film.
Scripted content. Also, I do not envy any network executives. I used to also dream like, oh, I would love to run a network. No. I don't want to run anything but PratDaddyCrystals.com. Yes, there you go. That was our ad of the day.
Yeah, so it's definitely very challenging to balance when you're like friendly with people but not friends with people. Like, there's just a lot going on.
I am sure people that point cameras at me expect the same, how do I say this?
Turn up.
The same, let's say, maybe it looked a little bit like a lunatic in the past, but
energy?
Yeah, high, crazy energy. But at that time, I was getting paid millions of dollars. So I just had a different energy. It's hard to have that same energy when your main income is from selling crystals, and it's just a different frequency when you are worrying about rose quartz and kunzite and, you know, Chinese fluorite, like, versus like sending people to go get your petty cash from the bank so you can go to Hermes and buy a new suit that you'll never wear. So I don't know. And I feel like there's expectation like, well, this isn't you. You're not being you. I know this is all just what I feel, obviously. And it's very emotionally draining because it's like, I obviously want to make everyone happy, but I definitely don't want to be somebody I'm not. And I'm just worried that the real Spencer is just maybe too boring for TV.
I don't think boring is necessarily the word. I would say evolved. You know, you're just not the same.
Dramatic.
Yeah, and you're not the same person that you were. You're not a 20-year-old who can bicker over silly things. You know, you're an adult, you're a husband, you're a father, you're a businessman, you've made mistakes in the past from reality TV that you're not willing to make again, you know, for no reason, and don't want to be portrayed as the same person because you're not the same person. So thankfully you have grown and evolved, and we both have, and that may or may not fit what other people's vision is, but it may, you know, so we don't really... No, it's hard to tell what is going on with everyone else too. So I'll be very interested to see how everything comes together. Yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely different with Gunnar and everything we're doing. I know there's like lots of cast things that I can't go to all the time because it's been a big deal, as everybody knows who listens to this, for me to leave Gunnar. For our new listeners, it's hard for me to leave Gunnar, but I have, and it has been good. I had fun on our double date with Misha Barton that ended up being a just triple date. And that was fun going out. I've had fun doing some other things.
It's not a spoiler alert. There, paparazzi took that photo. So, you know, that's out there. We're not like leaking information.
Yeah. So that was fun. And it has been fun to kind of have God use this to nudge me forward and to continue to move on. And at the same time, I want my boundaries. So I'm not going to give up being an at-home mom with Gunner because that's my main joy and focus. But I would like to be able to kind of have a little more separation for his growth and my growth. But really big breaking news for me this week. Personally, I weaned Gunner from breastfeeding at night, which I didn't think was possible. So I haven't fed him in 5 nights. I'm still up every hour, 2 hours, because he's just learning to fall back asleep by himself. And thankfully, he's falling asleep quickly back by himself. And so the next move is to get him in his crib, and then hopefully I'll be able to sleep. But that's a big deal because I thought I was going to be feeding him. My goal is after Christmas, I want to stop breastfeeding. And I was like, well, if I don't stop at night, that's never going to happen. So anyways, miracles for me. Very exciting. Did you ever think that would happen, Spencer?
Actually, no. I definitely thought Gunner would be like talking and being like, more milk, mommy, in bed. And I thought I was going to get real. Not weird if somebody does that. I'm not judging you, but it was. I just feel like an experience was going to happen. I wasn't ready for it.
With our new lifestyle and filming so much for The Hills, I have a lot of hair products that I have to use, and that's really important to me. So I've been trying Living Proof, and they have a lot of different products that I've been able to use. They have great dry shampoos, hairsprays. I love the smells of it too, and I have so many half-empty hair products because there's so many ones I've tried, but then I use Living Proof, and they really help with everything that I need because I need my hair to be held for like several scenes. What I love about Living Proof is they approach the toughest beauty challenge with technology from MIT scientists. So you know they're dealing with real scientists and not just marketing gimmicks. From frizz to damage to fullness, Living Proof does exactly what they claim to do and exactly what I need without silicones, parabens, phthalates, or animal testing, which are all really important, especially with Gunner. And I try to use the least amount of chemicals possible. So their award-winning dry shampoo that actually cleans your hair is unbelievable because sometimes I have to have my hair not washed for several days. And the dry shampoo is really what keeps it together, looking really clean and fresh. So dry shampoo has been a lifesaver for me these past few weeks. Unlike any other dry shampoos on the market, Living Proof doesn't just mask oil, sweats, and odors, but removes it completely. So it leaves your hair looking really fresh and really clean. And that has been great for my hairstylist who's been using it. Do what I did. Make a switch to Living Proof today by visiting livingproof.com/Spidey. Use promo code Spidey to get a free sample of their award-winning dry shampoo with your purchase. That's livingproof.com/Spidey, promo code Spidey for a free sample of dry shampoo with your purchase.
The King of Celebrity Gossip is now on Podcast One.
Kim Kardashian, I think she's nice, but obnoxious and annoying.
Check out the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker each week to get your fill on the latest news in show business and beyond. And nothing is off the table.
I think he should take her last name when they get married. He's already her bitch. He should just be her bitch officially.
Check out the Perez Hilton Podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
We took a sleep turn, and not last night or the night before, but previously he slept 5 hours straight, which he hasn't done since he's been born. And now we're back to every hour or two, just him moving a lot. So I'm trying to refigure that out. But anyways, that's big deal for me. Might go to mom group today. And if any of you guys know of a good crib, I'm trying to figure out one. I wish they had those ones that lowered still because then I could like slide him in there. But I don't know how because when I put him down, he wakes up. So I'm going to have to figure that out. Any mom tips out there, please let me know. Also, I've been doing these really fun time capsules. What are they called? Time lapse on Instagram. with my hair and makeup. So if you guys ever want to check that out on IGTV, Heidi Pratt, IGTV, I'm doing little makeup time lapse, which has been fun with Stella, who is actually one of Gunnar's godmothers, and with Crystal, and that is her name. So she just fits in Pratt Daddy really well. So, but anyways, those have been really fun. And it has been fun to kind of get hair and makeup a few times a week. More than that is not too much fun, because then I'm like, where's Gunnar? I should be playing with Gunnar right now. But it's right in front of me. And I had a total meltdown on Abby. I don't know if I said this. Poor babysitter. I was like, I didn't even want to hire her. I was like crying because I thought I was just having to leave Gunnar too much. And I didn't mean her. I just meant in general, I didn't think I was going to get a nanny. And it's been very emotional for me to like leave so much. So she looked at me like, oh, this lady. So anyways, I got Abby a massage this week to kind of make up for everything. I'm like, all right, you deserve a freaking massage. So, and she's carrying Gunnar around all the time, which I understand how hard that is. She's probably like, when I babysat other kids or when I was their assistant, I put them in a stroller. Gunnar doesn't like a stroller. Okay. So I think she's going to not quit this week because she got a massage, but I love her. Actually, she's one of my favorite people and really sweet and great and awesome.
The hills ends and there's no more Abby.
Well, we decided that Pratt Daddy's going to continue paying for Abby, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't need anything else from the Gucci store.
No, you really don't.
One more belt.
Okay. That's a good compromise. For Christmas, you can get one more belt.
Wait until Christmas.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are. We are on a budget over here, but
Heidi's reining in because we are moving to Crested Butte, Colorado, and getting out of LA life.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? We don't need a Gucci belt in the mountains. We need Sorrels.
Sorrels, you mean Arc'teryx?
No, you would never. I don't think you'd be happy there.
Well, duh, but I clearly don't make any decisions around here, so.
What? You make so many.
Oh, my gosh. You're so funny.
You're so funny.
No, you're so funny.
You're so funny.
You're the funniest. I can't even recall the last decision I made.
I always ask you, and you just.
You ask, and then you have your own. Okay, well, Gunnar doesn't like that, so it's too late for Gunnar.
Oh, well, Gunnar's schedule is a whole different thing.
Heidi said I couldn't go out to dinner with Brody and Brandon.
You never even asked me.
I'm allowed to go to dinner now at past 10 o'clock?
No, but you didn't ask me.
I didn't need to. I know what my rules. And so I didn't get to go eat a free dinner at Ketch where all the famous people go. And so I was starving, and I come home, and there's no food. And I look in the fridge. I'm like, oh, there's a little soup left. And you know I'm all about soup life. And so I eat that. I'm like, I can survive. And in the morning, Heidi goes, where's Gunnar's soup? I go, well, there's nothing for me to eat last night. And she goes, you ate his soup? It's like, oh, my God. She would have wanted me to go to bed hungry. Oh, on a different note, little backstory. We had Kristen Cavallari star Shannon on our podcast, and we just finally watched the finale, and I'm not sure Shannon is going to be coming back in season 2. And I'm sure Kristen is not happy now that we had Shannon on our podcast, now that they beefed out in season 1.
Well, we didn't know they had a falling out. And really, it doesn't look like they had a full fallout. It just looked like Shannon was crying and she messed up the newsletter. And Kristen was really upset about it.
Yeah, so I would love to get Kristen back on the podcast to promote season 2. I don't know if she will come back on. And I want to hear all about that beef. I guess I love it. I love it. I love Juice.
That's definitely one of my favorite shows. I just hope next season they show more of Kristen's life.
No, I hope they show more of Jay Cutler's life. If not really, she doesn't go and like hang out with the deer in the yard.
It seems like he makes a lot of decisions too, like when they move. We're getting a new mansion. Okay.
Yes, please. I wish those were the decisions you made for us.
Okay. I've decided we are upgrading to a new mansion and we are going to have goats And chickens.
So yes, Brandon Lee, Pamela Anderson, and Tommy Lee. I think we addressed it in last Monday's episode, but it wasn't for sure. But now I think it is 100% because it's on MTV's Instagram that he has joined the cast of The Hills, which I think is great. I hope these 22-year-old players bring some of that fun action that people want out of The Hills.
Yeah, I think he would be a great contribution. I think he's Brody's friend and that he knows him well. And it'd be good to have some fresh, young blood. And it seems like he is a model and walks Dolce & Gabbana and these like really high-end brands, and also is dating that famous Piper model. And he had a lot of hardship or draw, whatever it would be, with his dad recently. I feel like that's heavy. It's a lot going on. I think his mom is in Paris, or Pamela Anderson has left the country. So hopefully we'll get her back. That would be really fun to meet her for a cameo, or maybe we could all go to wherever she is.
Yeah, I would love to go hang out with Pamela Anderson, and I think she's dating some really rich footballer in Europe, hang out on some yachts. I definitely don't want to go anywhere near his dad, Tommy Lee, who feeds hummingbirds red nectar and then argues with people on social media about how it doesn't affect hummingbirds when all the experts and rehabbers know it does.
And Stella, my makeup artist and Gunnar's godmother, knows his girlfriend.
I do think we should get his girlfriend on the show for drama, because I know that Brandon and the girlfriend do not get along. I don't know that. I think I've heard that, allegedly.
Maybe you read that in the TMZ post.
I am, thanks to my new 10 o'clock curfew, I am very behind in my tabloids. Like, it's embarrassing. I feel like I don't even know anybody's personal life that's a celebrity anymore. I don't even know who's best dressed. I don't even know what's hot picks. I don't know what stars are just like us this week. Heidi, let me be up later.
Why don't you do it throughout the day, like Gunnar's nap time, or in the morning, or in the afternoon? I feel like there's other times that you can do it, not just 1 hour late.
Well, I usually like to read tabloids after a bottle of red wine or white wine or a glass of tequila.
So 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. You could do it right after dinner.
Or I could just do it during the daytime. I'd probably enjoy a little day drinking. I love you holding the microphone. Thank you.
Hello, we are live. I feel like a newscaster. I literally like point it in his face. That's really funny. Also, I did a Pratt Daddy photo shoot this week.
Ooh, yes, she did. She did. I'm calling all my number one influencers.
With Gunnar Pratt, I'm currently wearing cluster number 10. Check it out.
Thank you. It'll probably be sold by the time this podcast airs, so don't be upset.
Everybody knows who listens to this that I have a hard time sleeping, and that's why I need a great mattress to get every minute that I can, and that's why we love Layla. It's a mattress company founded on the belief that awesome sleep can give you the best awake life, and that's what I need. So they're a fast-growing online mattress company, and the reviews are stellar. Check it out. My mom just got a new Layla mattress and said it. Honestly, it's the best mattress she's had. She loves how it fits. She loves how comfortable it is, the smell of it. She said that she's had a hard time sleeping her whole life and has a really hard time adjusting on mattresses and has back problems. So this mattress has really helped her be able to get more sleep. So that's why we love it. And a great night's sleep is the secret ingredient behind every outstanding day and every successful famous person, obviously. And if your daily routine requires you to be on camera and camera ready, you need a good night's sleep. So go to laylasleep.com and enter promo code wake up, and you'll get $120 off of Layla mattress and a free Layla pillow with your mattress. $99 pillow for free just for trying the mattress. Then take the Layla 120 night challenge. So you sleep on it for up to 4 months. If you don't love it, return the mattress for a full refund. Yes, absolutely love it, or get 100% of your money back and keep the Layla pillow for free. So you've got nothing to lose. Go to laylasleep.com now and use promo code wake up to get $120 off a Layla mattress and a free Layla pillow. Do yourself a favor. did a little photo shoot. Those photos will be coming soon. It's, yeah, I'm sorry. I try to have you come to bed at 10 p.m. because Gunnar has had his longest sleep times when you've done that. So we really appreciate that over here.
Rename this podcast to Gunnar's Sleep Pattern because I feel like that is all we talk about. Is,
all right. No, I'm not. Let's talk about other things.
No, I think we should just rename it that so people know exactly what they're getting. Checking in, everybody. We're maybe taking a sleep turn. I think
we did.
We took one.
Also, our 10-year wedding anniversary is coming up. We have been married for 10 years.
And we're going to renew our vows on Mount Crescent Butte, our future home area where we're going to live forever.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so fun? All the kids can just run around the town. Go skiing. We're going to have pro skier, snowboarder.
Right. There's no money in skiing and snowboarding. And they're not even allowed to because they'll be doing like real sports where they get millions. And yeah. If they got injured doing the little fun activity, that would be very bad for business. Sorry. Nope. Her son is going to be playing baseball.
And who makes the decisions around here? Did you hear that, people? That was a very serious no. So, okay. We hear you, Proud Daddy.
Oh, and did I mention in the last week of podcast that I'm going to start taking dance lessons so that I can step up my social media? And I've even, I don't think he realized it, but I guess I inspired Omar also to take dance lessons. You know, we should probably just go together, but he's going to, he's doing like salsa and what else?
He's doing hip hop tonight. So but he's the one really doing it. So maybe he'll inspire you to like actually go to the class. That would be so funny. I could do it with you and have Gunnar in the backpack.
I'm going to like a real serious class with like professionals.
I danced for years, by the way. I took ballet, hip hop, tap,
in the pump room,
jazz.
Above the fire station. Yeah.
Right.
You pointed it out a million times, I know.
There's the pump room. I used to dance there. And when we were in Crest View last time, this little girl goes, I danced in the pump room. I was like, that was me. That was my little life. How cute. Super cute. So anyways, we are going to renew our wedding vows. And that's really amazing. We've been together for 12 years. So no matter what anyone says, no matter how anything's ever seen.
And we are very happy and have a great life. And no matter what you ever see.
Yeah, we're planning on having more children. That's how in love and great our lives are, not like one and done. So there is no division here. We just talk things through like mature adults. We don't even fight.
No, we don't. So if it looks like we fight ever, don't believe it.
It's called disagreements. It's okay to disagree and to fight healthy, you know.
Not even the right word. Fight's a negative.
Yeah, so it's important to be able to talk through your issues.
Communication.
Right. We are good communicators. We've had lots of therapeutic shows and lots of.
Yes. Yeah. We've a lot of challenges. Marriage boot camp. That was 2 weeks of just marriage stuff.
Exactly what he said.
I just searched fight in the Oxford Dictionary. We definitely don't fight. It's like, nope. Not even. Wrong word.
We don't fight over here.
And if you can tell, we seem a little drained in this podcast. This filming 6 days a week for a reality show is something we've never done with A, with a baby, or B, like last time we did The Hills, we would film like a scene. I swear I felt like one scene every, well, like two scenes a week. Yeah. Oh my.
Two scenes a week is all we used to film.
And now it's like two or three a day. So this is a good podcast if you want to listen to it before you go to bed. I wouldn't recommend to like do this on the treadmill. This
is like, yeah, we're not like pump up, yeah. Go.
Yeah, this is more like a nap time podcast.
But I also haven't slept in a year.
Oh wait, are we informed? Heidi hasn't slept. To our new listener,
so I'm extra tired. Okay, and if I'm having meltdowns, it's because I'm freaking tired. Well, Halloween's coming. I don't know. I'm trying to narrow down our costumes. Somebody suggested Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I thought that was really cute. That was Stella's suggestion.
a big thing for my world, our world, now that Heidi is taking over as CEO. We had the number one defensive player in the NBA who signed like a $120 million contract, aka he can wear anything he wants, posted on his Instagram. This is Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, a photo of him walking, you know, to the locker room in some designer suit, Louis Vuitton belt, perfect hair, perfect shave, and he's rocking a Pratt Daddy Crystals amethyst banger in the photo. That was a huge look for the brand. So while Heidi's not here, let's just talk about what an incredible, special human she really is, because I am physically and emotionally drained just watching her life being a mother. And it is unbelievable. And I am so thankful for her. And she is such a blessing. And I'm just, I could cry really if I had any energy to cry. But yeah, shout out to you moms out there. Give yourself a couple pats on the back because you are awesome. Okay, you mom. Oh, this is cute. I wish you guys could watch. You're just rocking him. Up, oh, he's not feeling it though. He's like, leave me alone, mom. Up, oh, yeah, he's gonna get up. In pop culture, from skimming the internet, we talked about Ariana Grande's divorce or breakup, and she was shopping at the Chanel store looking super fabulous. I love when rich people go shopping, that's what they should do. What else? Hailey Baldwin and Justin. I read that Hailey Baldwin has filed the trademark to be Hailey Bieber, which, why? Smart, yes. We got to start getting Stephen Baldwin some of those checks because he saved me in a Costa Rican river. What else? There was a big fight in the first Laker game. That's our sports catch-up for the podcast. Yeah, I don't know. Allegedly somebody spit and somebody, it's like, you guys all make millions of dollars and you guys are shoving, but you're gonna lose like $900,000 spending three fights. You probably should be more mature athletes, in my humble opinion. So Steve, our producer and obviously the Wizard of Oz for the podcast, just said, what happened with Stephen Baldwin? Save me in a Costa Rican river, save me from the devil. We were on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in the Jungle. Stephen Baldwin is a preacher, and he baptized me in a Costa Rican river. And ever since, I've just been alive with the Holy Spirit, so I'm very thankful for that. And that's why I'm so happy that he was blessed enough to be part of the Bieber franchise. He deserves to be flying around on private jets and preaching. I hope Justin sponsors the church. I think he should open a church for Mr. Baldwin, but that's a whole long story. Yeah, but if you're bored, you could definitely YouTube Spencer Pratt saved by, I don't know what it is, but yeah. And don't watch anything else, because I think the nurse in the tent on the show is giving me the wrong medication in the jungle. So my behavior is explained by that. I can't further elaborate because I think I was paid off to not discuss how they dosed me. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's a long story. Legally, can't tell it.
One of the things I've been needing the most in my life is tea. So let's take a moment to talk about Harney & Sons Fine Teas. There's nothing better on a cool autumn day or in the morning to start your day off with a nice cup of tea. It is very important. It's one of my favorite things in life. It's really what has been keeping me through. Honestly, I'm like, Spencer, hold Gunner, I need my tea. So Harney & Sons has been amazing. My favorite tea, I tried several of them, are the Earl Grey Supreme, because I love black tea. I love Earl Grey. The aroma of it is amazing. It tastes so great. It's unbelievable. It's just that high quality that I love and that I really need in my life. So it seems funny, but I'm not really a coffee person. I'm definitely a tea person. And that's where Harney & Sons Fine Teas come in, because it's a master American tea blend and they offer the best variety of tea that suits you. So for whatever your personal taste is, they have it. They have amazing green teas and herbal teas and exclusive blends. And I love for the new season, they have cinnamon spice and organic peppermint. Personally, as a lifelong tea drinker, the hot cinnamon spice really opens my eyes and seems to be the most popular around here, at least. So from beginners to avid tea drinkers, Harney & Sons is the ultimate tea lover's destination. It's been making my day, and now listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their orders site-wide. So go to harney.com/Spidey. Use promo code Spidey for your 20% off. It's a great deal. I'm very excited to offer that to you guys. So go to harney.com/Spidey, promo code Spidey today.
But here is Omi, our surprise guest, the heart of Proud Daddy Crystals. Backstory, I met Omar the day Gunner was born because I needed coffee immediately. And I yelped coffee, and the closest one was at a coffee shop down the street. And when I went in there, I did my normal Taylor Swift, look what you made me do, dance. And I looked over my shoulder and I saw Omar with professional dancing moves. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm always going to come. And then one day I asked him, what do you want to listen to when you make coffee? And he said, J Balvin. And that's when he brought reggaeton into my life. If you don't know what reggaeton is, he can explain it further. But here's Omar. He can just tell a little bit about himself, because I know he's a big star now, and you know, MTV's just can't take the cameras off of him.
Well, hello again, since we talked about J Balvin last time. So as Spencer said, we met each other through the coffee shop. And then what was it, June of this year?
You informed me that you were leaving the everyone. You know, we've talked about the conspiracy that I stole Omar from the coffee shop.
Yeah, so I was leaving the coffee shop, and I told Spencer, because obviously Spencer was my regular, so I had to let him know I was leaving. And he was like, "Well, come work for me for Pratt Daddy Crystals," and I was like, "I had to take the opportunity," you know. So the rest has been history. I've been here for almost 4 months now. So crazy to think about. And it's the company's just growing more and more. And I'm sure once the show airs, it's going to get crazy in here.
Well, the goal actually is to turn the house into the Pratt Daddy Crystals. Like, I want to have it. No, like, I don't even want to live here anymore. I want it to be like Omar's house, running the show from here. And goal is to be in a mansion down the street. So, yes, that's the plan.
Perfect case scenario.
Yeah.
But a little bit about myself. I love dancing. That's what got Spencer to snap me. So I'm actually taking some dance classes starting today, which is super exciting.
Are you nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous. I'm excited more than anything to brush up my skills and twerk it out.
Yeah, because you just did a throwback from 2006, and I feel like you were turned up in 2006. I don't know if it was where you were going to college, or I was like, whoa, maybe more espresso. I feel like we need to bring that back.
I know. It was probably like a mixture of things. Being in college, I was in San Francisco, having the time of my life. But I'm super excited to get back into dancing, and I eventually want to make my way into like ballroom dancing, do some samba.
I mean, the goal is, after The Hills airs, you're going to be so famous that you are going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
That would be amazing. That'd be so much fun. We should do some like dance classes together. That would be...
Oh, we're definitely going to do a hip-hop class together, because Patrick from the gym, I'm going to... I think it's like Millennium or like one of those top...
Oh.
Yeah, we got to turn up at like...
Let's
go. Miracle Baby. I knew he wanted to be on the podcast. Here
He's
he
coming.
Comes. Wait. No barking in the recording studio. So Omar is also a reality TV expert, and...
Hi, Gunner. Yay. Everyone wants to talk to you, Gunner. That was like 30-minute nap. Say hi, Gunner. Say hi. Say hi.
Still, catch us up because we never missed one house. Oh, Omi's gotten.
No. I brought my notes. Yeah. I brought my notes.
We're going to do Orange County this episode.
Yeah. So Orange County is now like halfway through the season.
Gunner.
And I mean, it's been pretty uneventful, to be honest, but there's still some like crazy drama that's about to happen. So they just went to Jamaica, and Shannon and Tamara's friendship is a little bit like on the rocks because of Shannon's divorce. So it'll be interesting to see how the dynamic changes after this Jamaica trip, because they're going to go after each other, and or Tamara is going to go after Shannon a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects their relationship. And then Shannon has also been super weird with Gina and Emily. Those are the two new housewives on OC.
Ooh, there's two new housewives. Two new housewives. Are they good?
Emily is not my favorite. She's from the OC and is married to a Mormon guy from Utah. And Gina is from Jersey. I love Gina.
Heidi, we need to watch.
Wait, did you say that Tamara and Shannon aren't friends anymore?
Talk to them.
No, they're gonna. There's like a little drama happening between them.
About what?
So Shannon has been really unsupportive of Tamara and Eddie. Eddie's going through some like heart issues, and Shannon hasn't really been reaching out to Tamara.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I felt like those two were the closest.
Yeah, they really were. And then Shannon's going through that divorce, and Tamara's been there for her. So Tamara's kind of like, what's going on? Like, I'm there for you, but you can't be there for me.
Whoa, and one's like life or death.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Eddie? Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's had, I think it's called like atrial fibrillation, and it's been going on for some time now, and he's had to go through some like major heart procedures, which are crazy.
Wow.
So yeah. But Gina, she's a new Jersey housewife in the OC.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're breaking borders here.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And she's like honestly the most lovable housewife at the moment I can think of.
For the whole franchises or just
for OC. For OC.
Gunner wants to hold the mic so badly.
Hi.
So yeah, we're gonna start watching Housewives with Omar, and we're gonna do what's that called when you watch stuff and then like
the eating one?
No, the YouTube where you like watch the show and then the people reaction videos.
Oh yeah, react.
We should start dropping. Video. Reaction videos.
Yeah. And then they're also they're filming Beverly Hills at the moment, and there's like some major drama going on there.
You know what? I've never related so much to Lisa Vanderpump, because if there's people that like aren't in your real life, and like I get what she I think that's her issue, because there's people that like she doesn't want to even affiliate with. And that's the hard balance of these cast reality shows. Like, the cast really should all be friends, or really should want to be around each other, because then it's not really a reality show. It's more like a social experiment.
Isn't that what's going on? She doesn't.
Yeah, and I think they're also like all coming for her, because last season it was just very like uneventful as a season and nothing really went on. So I think they were told to like step it up, and they're all coming for Lisa Vanderpump, and she's not having it whatsoever.
Has there been, just from what you've read or?
Yeah. So like this weekend, Camille Grammer got married in Hawaii.
Yeah. And Lisa didn't even go.
Yeah. Lisa didn't go. They were all there. And then Lisa posted, I think it was yesterday on her Instagram, it said something like, let's concentrate on the important stuff. Go Dodgers. So she was throwing some shade to Camille, to everybody being at Camille's wedding, and that it was like more important for the Dodgers to win. So.
Gunnar is maybe going to be a future famous podcaster. If I wish our listeners could see how much he wants to talk into the mic. Yeah, babies. We need to rename this podcast. It should be called Gunner's Life. We're just living in it. Yep. Okay, I'll sit closer to you. I'll sit closer.
Everybody get ready for the multivitamin you've been waiting for. My Bite Vitamins. It's layered with chocolate, caramel, and peanuts. When I got it in the mail, I actually thought I might have ordered the wrong thing. And it tastes so good, it was hard to believe it's a multivitamin. But that's the great news. So even the pickiest eaters will go nuts for these yummy multivitamins. It was developed by the same people who created the first gummy vitamin 20 years ago. Genius, obviously. And now they're back and ready to change the way your family takes vitamins. So My Bite Kids is a complete multivitamin and a delicious treat filled with everything kids need. So you'll feel really good giving it to them, and it's like giving them a treat for the day. So it's a present for parents out there. And there's only as much sugar as 3 cherries, because obviously we all worry about how much sugar we're giving our kids. So each yummy bite is packed with vitamin A, C, D, E, zinc to help support your little one's immunity, eye health, and promote strong bones and muscles, so they can keep exploring. So definitely try them. My Bite Vitamins also offers delicious nutrient solutions to the whole family that they'll love. That's My Bite Vitamins, now available exclusively at Target. Find them at the vitamin aisle or search My Bite Vitamins at Target.com.
So yeah, what I was saying is I used to be like not feeling Lisa Vanderpump based off what I've read, but now after being back on a reality show, there's a lot, Gunner. I get it. I kind of get what Lisa's going through a little bit, you know? I get it. But I'm surprised she's still even doing that. Oh, whoa. You can have the mic. Come closer.
No, you can't.
And he doesn't want to sit in there. This is as real as it gets, listeners. If you're still listening, thank you. I need a nap. I don't know how my wife does it. I need a bottle of white wine and a nap.
That sounds real fun.
Yeah, actually, I need a pina colada and a beach. And yes.
But you don't even like to eat alone. You wouldn't take a vacation alone.
I would not take a vacation alone. I don't mind eating alone. It's just, I think it's silly when we like pack up and go out to dinner. Like, let's all go to dinner, and then you just walk away, and I'm just sitting there. That's what I don't like doing. If I had the, we're gonna make sourdough toast, Gunner's favorite, just like his mom. But yeah, Omar's right. A lot of drama going down in Beverly Hills. And do you watch Below Deck, Omar?
I don't.
You gotta add that to the playlist. That's a good one. Yeah, the Dodgers made the World Series. I even Twittered that I cared for a second. But no, I do care, because Gunner is going to be a pro baseball player, left-handed specialist pitcher. Very chill job, it seems like. If he wants to be, obviously. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Omar said, register to vote. I'm sure Gunner is going to be so fun on the way to the voting polls in the car. One of our dogs is going to go to the vet today. He's got some back problems. Hopefully get him a dog acupuncturist. Heidi's got lots to say always.
Why do you say it like that? No, I don't.
You do. You know, so many things are off. So I'm thinking,
because I have to plan what we do and schedule things out with our life. So that's why. And you say I make all the calls with the schedule. That's because I am the only one who knows Gunner's schedule or how to like even remotely work it. Not like I'm trying to be bossy.
I never said you were trying to be bossy. You projected that.
I'm not.
I don't think you are.
I'm not, Gunner. I'm not bossy. Tell your father.
Are we prepared for an earthquake, honey?
I have been thinking that. So I think we should move. There's huge fires in California. There's only been like 2 fires in 20 years in Colorado, and the big ones. But I was thinking about earthquakes earlier, because we don't have enough dog food. We don't have enough Gunner food. We don't have enough water. Like, we are definitely not prepared at all.
Yikes.
No. It's scary. It's very, very scary, these natural disasters. Yeah, so...
What? Tell us what's on your heart, Heidi. What?
Nobody cares what's on my heart.
Something exciting. Proud Eddie Crystals is having a event, and Morgan Saint is going to perform there. Don't think it's going to be open to the public. It could be. I don't know. Who would be at our door? Is Mackenzie here? Somebody's at our door. Hold on. Stand by this riveting podcast. The mail's at the house. Got Omar, do you have anything for the mail lady? Well, one second. Maybe give her one of the new bracelets too. We're now bribing the mail people with crystals to keep coming to the house for pickups. Gunner, what's up? We don't know what to be for Halloween. Our costumes don't. Heidi's not here, so she doesn't. She won't hear this. I think our costumes. Suck. Oh, I have packages. Oh my gosh, this is my clothes from Japan. Looks like it's one outfit. But thank you. I'm not complaining. I said our outfits suck. Our costumes.
Oh, you don't like our costumes? Let's be something else then. All right, well, let's return them and be something else. Goldilocks and Three Bears is cute.
Great. Who are the three bears?
You, Gunner, and then he'll have a teddy bear.
Oh, and you're Goldilocks.
Obviously. Okay. I did want Gunner to be an animal. I thought he would look so cute as a little animal.
Oh, thank God. Shh, please. This is a famous podcast. Don't bark during it.
We have four dogs for sale. Yeah. If anyone would like to buy
them. $1
each. Yep. So they're really well-behaved on their own. So Christmas, getting ready for Christmas here. We decided not to go to Aspen because it would cost a lot. And we don't want to fly back and forth because we're already going to be there for our wedding renewal of the vows. And I'm trying to stay there, but I don't know if that's going to work. So we will see. We will see what the new year has to bring. But I'm so excited for the holidays. This is going to be so fun. Gunner is going to need to put a fence around our Christmas tree because what do people do with babies who are just going to want to pull all the ornaments off and the lights? And so I think that I need to get a little Christmas gate, but I'm ready for Christmas. Let me tell you what.
And I'm excited because it's going to be the first time in 12 years with Heidi that we're going to have colored lights on the Christmas tree because she's realizing Gunner likes colors, not just white lights. I understand Heidi thinks that white lights are more, I don't understand.
She classic and beautiful and light up the ornaments better. We haven't decided this.
We did. Yeah. I said, yeah.
No.
There's no way he would like rainbow colored lights more than white lights. Tell her.
Gunner, you want some toast?
Getting some toast. You burnt the toast? She burnt the toast. Just wasting sourdough. On a different note, the hardest part about doing the hills is we're not allowed to do any social media. And I feel like that's a huge, obviously they're smarter than me and they're executives and this is their career. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe a limited amount, but the no social media for somebody who films himself all day long is really, it's affecting me. It is.
I agree. I feel like an organic amount of social media would it be a good idea and keep people excited. And I don't know. So like you said, I don't know better either, but it definitely seems like some would be a good idea. There's nothing that could give away just a photo or things like that.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I just wanted to at least snap the crew and the camera gear and just like remind people it's coming because people have very short attention span. And by the time this airs, I feel like we're going to have lost all that first excitement because we haven't. Yeah.
Well, even ESPN is doing a spoof of LeBron James. So that was funny.
Yeah. So ESPN did their own Hills version of the Lakers all coming into town with Unwritten. It was very, very original, very cool.
Even my mom texted me. She's like, wow, that is so exciting. So my mom doesn't even watch TV. I felt like that was a really big deal.
Yeah, I would just recommend anybody thinking about it, getting a dog, just really think about it. It's a lot of work. And if you're thinking about getting four dogs, whew, I would just tell you don't do that. Yeah, unless you are going to adopt and save four dogs' lives, then it's another story. But definitely never go buy dogs. Like save dogs if you know, but don't buy dogs ever.
So anyways, we've had a lot going on here. I feel like we've had a million people in our house every day, which is so funny because Spencer and I were talking the other day that we used to not even like technicians coming in the house or anyone. And now we have a whole Pratt Daddy headquarters in full swing all day. We have Abby here. We have hair and makeup. We have like a whole crew. We have a lot of people going on. And actually, it's fun. So I never thought it would be so fun, especially with Omar and his great energy. And Mackenzie comes in and Carlo comes in. And I feel like we don't really live in a house anymore. I feel like we live on a set or a job site.
Yeah. I was telling Omar the goal is by the time the Hills Air is for us to move out and everyone to stay here running the operation and us to live in a mansion down the street.
That'd be really nice. I already picked one out.
Okay. Well,
I had a dream that happened.
Well,
I had a dream. That's where it all starts, doesn't it, people? You just have a dream and it can grow. Well, I think that's it for Make Spidey Famous Again. Thank you, guys. This is our 40th episode.
Lots going on that we can't really get into that is maybe showing our energy levels. We are very emotionally drained. We are, yeah.
We're living like a shadow light.
Yeah, we're legally bound to not be able to tell you everything we want to tell you. And it's really hard because it's just like, I just want to vent so badly. It's just like, there's a lot going on. And I'm just ready to quit it all. I just want to sell crystals. Not what I was sold. Yeah, that's all I can say. Just over it.
And it's really fun.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm so thankful. Oh my God, I answer prayers. Oh. Thank you for listening to the 40th episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. And guess what? We're not famous again yet. So please keep listening so that one day we will be famous again. Please rate 5 stars. They really do. It means something. I know you're like, why do they say that? But it does mean something. And obviously, tell your friends, your family, your enemies, everyone about how much you love the podcast. And leave a comment. They're probably going to say this comment is too short. So, you know, a few sentences, doesn't need to be grammatical. And yeah, we really appreciate you listening and being on this journey with us, because this has been definitely a journey. It's, I would say, the most raw outlet of our lives and definitely the most realistic. So we love you.